You can safely use the milling machine to drill accurate holes when you wear proper appropriate personal protective equipment, or PPE, and by following the recommended safety procedures.
You must tie any long hair or loose clothing back to prevent being pulled into the machine. Do not wear rings or jewelry, as they could also get caught in the machine.
You must always protect your eyes while in the shop. Wear safety glasses or face shields at all times.
Know how to use the emergency stop. Test it out. You may need to shut the machine down instantly if a hazardous situation crops up.
If you need to use cutting fluids to assist with surface finish and machinability, ensure the availability of proper ventilation, and make sure you have read the associated material safety data sheets. Depending on the fluid used, you may need to wear a respirator or a mask. Ask your instructor.
Always clean drills, drill sleeves, and machine spindle before inserting into the machine to ensure all components are securely fastened.
Machine operators must ensure the workpiece, tool holder, spindle chuck, and drill bits are securely fastened. Inspect for dull, bent, chipped, or cracked tooling. Take out of service any tools not in good condition.
Place the drill bit as far into the chuck as possible, leaving enough length for the required drilling. Drill bits that are extended too far out the chuck can be bent or broken, causing a hazard.
Wrenches and keys left in revolving devices can become dangerous projectiles, causing injury. Always make sure they are removed and are placed safely away from the work.
Work pieces must be held securely by ensuring they are free of burrs and are sitting flat in the vise on parallels. Always test to see that the work is parallel to the drill.
You can protect yourself and others from dangerous, hot, and sharp cuttings and accidental broken cutters by using guarding in front of the drill and chuck, and by using a brush to clear away cuttings. Never your hands.
You must make sure you have set the correct rotational speed for the work at hand. There are several sources for the speed information. This is dependent on the material to be drilled, depth of drilling, and drill bit type. See your teacher for more information.
Now we can begin our drilling operation. It is important to ease up on the downward feed as the drill breaks through the bottom of the workpiece. This is to prevent the drill being pulled forcefully down while piercing the workpiece. The operator should interrupt the down feed to break the cutting and minimize long shards.
Do multiple breaks in cuttings. Keep hands well clear of revolving parts and never hold the workpiece with your hands while drilling. And never attempt to grab a workpiece that is caught by the drill. Stop the machine first.
Do not work around the spindle and drill bit while it's still revolving. Wait till the spindle has come to a complete stop. After you have completed your work, move the workpiece well away from the drill bit before removing, installing, or adjusting.
Drilled holes generally produce sharp edges and burrs. Be sure to use a file or deburring tool to remove dangerous, sharp edges.
A tidy and clutter-free workspace is a safe workplace. When work is complete, remove drill bits and place back in proper storage location. Brush away all debris and deposit in the proper receptacles. Clean up the floor around the machine. Clean out T-slots with the T-slot cleaner tool. When work is complete, remove drill bits and place back in their proper storage location.
Remember, don't take shortcuts. Let's review our tool safe guidelines to ensure that you have a great experience.
Double check. Securely fasten all workpieces, tool holders, and drill bits. Guarding protects you against injury from flying cuttings, broken tool bits, or workpieces. Ensure chuck and drill bit are secured and wrenches and keys are removed from the machine before starting.
Make sure you have set proper spindle speeds and use drilling pressure according to recommendations. Listen to your machine. Clean up properly and safely.